Remember the movie Fiddler on the Roof? And one of the dominant characters in there was Yentl, the matchmaker. And she arranged all the marriages and everything else. Well, if she were a man and if she were in business, she would be played by Bill Wallace. He's chairman and CEO of the Wallace Companies. But everybody knows him because of Success North Dallas, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, David.
You ever spend any time on the top of a roof?
I've been thrown off of a roof, but never willingly.
So how long have you been doing this great networking group, Success North Dallas?
Well, back in March of 1988, my mentor, Herb Kelleher, told me when I figured out why he should do business with me to come back, now get out and figure it out, that I was one of 4,553 insurance agents in Dallas at that point in time. So I went out and I looked around at what people literally did not like in networking. And I spent about 6 months going to all the networking groups in North Texas. And then in October of 1988, I started Success North Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us, and it was probably Herb too, but I thought of, you know, networking as, you know, a bunch of guys who get together once a week at Denny's and all try to sell each other insurance. Wrong.
Wrong.
Well,
wrong.
Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, you know, networking, when you think about it, has three basic stages or components. But I talk about the three A's of networking. You have to be accessible. I have to be able to find you. When I find you, you have to be approachable. You have to welcome me into your circle. Make me feel loved. Make me feel like I'm wanted there. And then finally, you have to be accountable to that relationship that you're building from the first encounter. And the strange thing about it is that's the encounter that you do not know when it's going to happen. And that may be your million-dollar client
that you
ran off the road and took their parking space.
Exactly. You may run into, bump into in the elevator, I guess.
Well, I know.
So how many, you must have had thousands of people pass through during that time.
We've had, I don't know what the spider web really looks like, but I know our members have started 92 companies, 1,000 jobs, and 6 Ernst & Young Entrepreneurs of the Year. Because the one thing we tried to do and have strived to do is to make it a safe place where card pushers are tossed and relationships are built.
So in 30 years, you've also seen, I would guess, the nature of this community change. And my sense is it's changed a lot in the last 5 to 10 years, that there have been so much in-migration, so much sort of outside thought, people relocating here for the West Coast. I know it's changed politics. I would guess it's changed business.
It's changed business, it's changed relocation styles, it's changed attitudes, and we have a lot of companies that will call us before they even move to Dallas, and we'll use Success North Dallas to connect into the community, because what we do is we connect the right people for the right reasons at the right time. And the mores of some of these companies, the attitudes that are coming to Dallas, the companies are great, the people, by and large, are great, but there's a whole different cultural mix there. And I found we're bringing in a lot of entitlement and people that think they're owed. And then, quite candidly, we're a safe space for them to get to know what Dallas really is.
But generally, you know, I used to see this from the East Coast, is that we are more inclusive than the East Coast people were. And we sort of, you know, I mean, the downside, they say, well, if you've got money, okay, you fit in here. But no, in general, we don't have the cliques that they do in some other parts of the country. And I don't know about people from the West Coast.
I don't know. They seem to have a bit of a caste system there developing now, where there's the middle class is pretty much going away.
Yeah.
Pretty much going away. But when you ask me about really what networking is, you know, networking traditionally was when two people meet, they trade cards, 80% chance one of those cards is going to go in the trash, 80% chance one, 95% chance maybe one or more. And when you think about it, you got to do something different. You got to set yourself apart. Maybe it's the way you hand the card. Maybe it's the question you ask. But once you establish just even a small bit of relationship with another person, then you can start doing what I call net weaving, where you start weaving your two networks together. And other people start weaving their networks into yours. And when you look at the sum total of those people in there, it's so much greater. It's far greater in the impact. And then I think the ultimate stage of networking is when you start leading, when you meet somebody, you lead with thinking, who can I introduce them to? Who might I put them with that would help them? And we've started to call that servant leadership.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, so do you graduate from networking? I mean, are you a member forever?
Of Success North Dallas?
Yeah.
As long as you want to be. Our qualifications for membership are very simple. Be a success in your own eyes. I have no right to define what success is for you. Honor your commitments. Let's go back to the handshake and be a giver. It's all about our fellow men and women.
Yeah, you all have good speakers, too.
Oh, we have great speakers.
I mean, over the years, I know you've had a lot of greats. A lot of the people that we've had on CEO Spotlight in the past.
We've been blessed. And it's kind of like my friend Craig Hall. Well, they called when his book came out wanting to speak. So we have those opportunities. We have people when they come in. And then we have people we just meet. And for instance, some of our upcoming speakers are Stedman Graham, the new COO of Veridesk, Jeff Lamb, Jerry Jones. We have been blessed with an incredible group of speakers.
Well, it's a remarkable group to hold together for 30 years. Success North Dallas. Bill Wallace is the chairman and the potentate of Success North Dallas. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Good to have you here. I'm David Johnson.
It's good to be here.
News Radio 1080 KRLD.